Trashlings!
Welcome back to the Demon Trash Podcast! I'm Carol, aka Papa Trash.
And I'm Avery, aka Baby Demon.
It's been a while. Sorry we fell off. Really no reason except for depression. I don't know why we fell off. I can't really remember the last like month very well. Did you even introduce yourself?
I did.
Okay, great. So we're here to do a podcast, and it's exciting to be back. And thank you to all the new people who've joined us over on our Demon Trash YouTube channel. We see a lot more faces every single time. So it's not faces, I guess names.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of you. I can feel it. It's in the ether. And also thank you for all the love on the Heartstopper series. That was really cute. If you guys have not, if you're a podcast listener and you have no idea what I'm talking about, eat shit and die. I'm just kidding. Go check out our Demon Trash YouTube channel where we like react and watch stuff. It's a pretty fun time.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're going to start off with what we always do, which is our
Demon Trash Moments.
Start us off. What's your demon trash moment?
All right. So my demon trash moment is that I had a little like kind of like obsessive crazy girl moment that I have not had since like my teen years, I would say.
Like in a love interest?
Not in a not
wait. Real or fictional?
This is a real person. This is why it's concerning, but it's not like a real love interest. Right. Okay. So like
I'm confused.
Recently, like Robert Pattinson, like has, you know, he's everywhere now.
Right.
So it's kind of just like reinvigorated my like crush for him. Like my obsession.
Yeah.
I guess.
No,
I was just like, you know, scrolling Instagram and I saw like a Suki Waterhouse like reel / TikTok of like, you know, her viral song. And
the,
like,
I don't even know if that's how you do it.
I don't know.
As they fall, I don't know.
Yeah. So I saw the Suki Waterhouse thing, and I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? Like, FKA Twigs wrote that really heartbreaking song about Robert Pattinson. It was so good.
The feelings that remain. I cried, true story, about 4 days ago. Cried actual tears in my car listening to that song.
Amazing song, and I'm just like, wow, Robert Pattinson really inspires some really like heartbreaking sad music.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what, I saw Suki Waterhouse, she just put out her new album, and I was like, I'm gonna listen to this just to like listen to hear what it might be like to be in a relationship with Robert Pattinson. I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Wait, first off, how is the album?
I didn't get through very much of it, I'm gonna be honest.
It's not good.
I don't know. It's just
not, it's just not you.
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in my like, I need like like in my brain right now. Right, otherwise right. I'll like
you wanna feel like you're
hard.
In like a cyberpunk
yeah.
club. You're in your cyberpunk era.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was
you
like,
listen to it specifically like, I wonder what it's like to date Robert Pattinson, what he inspires from women.
Yeah.
And it's just
because they've been in a relationship since 2018, so I think. I was like
GBL,
looking up.
You're knowing the trivia.
I mean, trying to look up. I'm like, how long have they been together?
Are they engaged?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's a first for him. Because I feel like he gets engaged to every girl he's with.
Who knows? Might be close.
Yeah.
Lucky girl.
He's already got a ring on standby. No, I can't. I can't like go down that road because with Robert Pattinson, I know I'm like, it's too much. It's too much. Like, for me, it's just got to stay the character.
Yeah. No, I was obsessed with him when I was a teen. I'm sweating because it's hot in here, probably also because I'm sweating from Robert Pattinson.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it's very hot in here. But yeah, I was like, this is...
What was the vibe that you got from from listening to some of it? Were you like, it's pretty basic?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest, I didn't get through like much of the songs. I didn't get through much of the album just because it was like...
It's just not for you.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. FKA Twigs, that's more my vibe.
Right. She announced a new album.
I know, I'm excited.
I've been just speaking of FKA Twigs. It's like she's got me really. You want to talk about sweating?
Her TikTok is,
and her Instagram. And
Instagram is so confusing, you guys.
Well, it's confusing because you're just like, now I think I like puss.
I don't think kidding. I like puss. I just think she's a very beautiful woman. Woman.
Ooh, she's aesthetically pleasing.
She's gorgeous and has like an amazing body.
She posted that picture of her in the bath, and she had me zooming in on her body. I'm not kidding.
Me just like enhance.
Enhance.
And I'm just like, I don't think this is just inspiration, like body inspo. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
It's something else. I think I'm just admiring her beauty.
Speaking of admiring a person of the same sex, happy Pride. We're a little into Pride Month now, but happy Pride. Hi, gay. Mm-hmm. okay, me. So, okay. God damn it. This one's like a kind of, this is not a recent Demon Trash moment, but it still stands. So, my boyfriend has a job where sometimes he's so busy he has no time for me. So I was so awkward to tell you this because mm-hmm. you live with this. But like, you know, I was feeling a little lonely. But okay, what ended up happening? No. It's not going down that road. But I found myself, you know, feeling touch starved because my boyfriend wasn't around.
Okay.
But I was scrolling through TikTok and I've seen these. I know I'm not the first person to see these. But these, they're thirst traps, but they're like cooking thirst traps. They're mm-hmm. like men that cook. There's some that like they clean. And have you not seen these?
No.
You're not familiar, really.
I don't see very many thirst traps.
Your algorithm is strange. I think what ended up happening was, remember when we were watching that TikTok, like Hype House show? Yeah. Is that what it was? Hype House?
Mm-hmm.
I looked up that fucking Ked who does thirst traps.
Okay.
From there, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I was like, who is he? And I was like, oh, this is literally what he does, thirst traps. And I think ever since that, I get thirst traps now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I was watching this guy, this cooking thirst trap here. Let's just play it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching you.
This kid looks really young, Carol. How old is this man?
I don't know.
Our child. What is he making?
It looks like pasta.
Oh, pasta. Wow.
It looks good. So
that wasn't too thirst trappy,
though.
No.
But okay, but here's the, I'm not done yet. Because that was the first time I've ever seen this guy. Now, this guy right here, he's fucking famous. I think his name is Cedric, which is funny because he's Swiss and my boyfriend is Swiss. And one of my boyfriend's like high school friends is named Cedric. Anyway, it's not the same guy. Because if it was, hi, Cedric.
What?
I'm just kidding. It's not him. Jesus. Cedric, if you're out there. How are you? anyway, this guy, he's really famous. You've definitely seen his stuff. 100% you've seen it.
Sure.
What are you looking at?
My microphone.
Okay. What's on there?
I don't know. It's just like bent a little bit. I was just
checking out the equipment. And so here, I'll just play this.
This is too sexual.
It's food.
Ah! Oh!
I'm sorry, audio listeners. I just scream. So, all right.
The poking of the hole. Why? The dripping of the icing is bad enough. That looks like freaking cum. Like, what's wrong?
I'm telling you, I was feeling touch starved. My boyfriend was not around for like You know, he works a lot. You know this.
See, I would say the first one you showed me, like the first one, it's tame. That was like YA novel thirst trap. You know, that was giving YA very like age appropriate. 16 and up.
This is giving 18 and up.
This is giving, it's giving like spice erotica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. There's so much. This guy is super famous for doing these. Anyway, I just went down this rabbit hole of watching cooking thirst traps, and I have to say it got me aroused. And I'm like, now,
well, the thing is, the problem. You're a Taurus, though, so it's like sex and food combined. Like, I feel like that's really like.
Here's the thing, though, in real life, keep the food away from the puss and peeing. Okay, I'm not licking.
Really?
Oh no. Because I'll tell you why. There was an urban legend back in the day when I was like in middle school or something. Gross. There was like an urban legend of. It's so gross. I don't even know if I want to say it, but there was an urban legend about a couple who were playing with food. Mm-hmm. And like, I think the dude put whipped cream in the girl's fashine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then because she didn't properly clean it, bugs went into her machine.
Oh god. And
that has stuck with me. Yeah. really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. To a point where I'm like, I don't know if I would ever really want to like bring food into the never say never, but so far not been an interest of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think food can be like fun, sexy, I'm gonna feed you, but not like he's poking holes. Like, it's a sexual thing. He's even, I've seen videos where he takes two fingers and, like, it looks like he's fingering the food.
That's too much.
Yeah, and then, like, it's wild.
There's a lot of people who like it.
Women love it. And, like, I just felt like it was such a demon trash moment, though, to, like, with the sex and the food. And, like, I get it. I do get it. I definitely know that, you know, a lot of people are into it.
See, like, here's the thing. Like, there's, like, kind of, like, different levels I find of thirst traps.
Yes, and now, because this opened up a doorway to me that I didn't really... I think thirst traps are kind of new, right? Like, there's the Instagram thirst trap. No, but, like, this level? I didn't grow up with this. Well, did you?
No, we didn't really have thirst... Well, we came up when the, like...
When the internet was born, I get
when
it.
When social media was just born, it was just, like... Here's my fucking bagel. Like, do you know what I mean?
This was my level of thirst trap. It was a dude with like blood dripping out of his mouth and like
yeah. It angle. Was definitely like a guy with like side-swept hair, like from this up there, like yeah. Like that
holding a fake heart.
Yeah, like that was my thirst trap. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Unhealthy. But we're not wrong, and you know it, because if you were on MySpace, you know.
Yeah.
But now there is like this like there's like
or it was like some guy with like the hair like this, like holding it like that. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. But there was like there's like levels to thirst traps now. There's like because.
Well, I think there's some now. Like the first one was more of like what I'm like about to talk about. It's like this like sneaky thirst trap.
You're being sneaky.
It's like very like. Wait, am I being thirst trapped right now? Like
it's a legit trap.
Like am I being. I was trapped. Like, I didn't, like, because, like, the food one that you just showed me is, like, they're really obvious. Like, that's not, obvious. I don't even know if that's a thirst trap. That's just straight
that's
up.
A thirst trap.
That's come just on. Straight up food porn.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, I think the first one that you showed me of, like, a cute boy cooking and, like, you know, that's like, a thirst trap.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a thirst trap. So, like, I'm about to show you, like, this one, like, the other day. So, I was just, like, scrolling through.
I was going to go, but now I'm not going anymore because I don't know how to tie my fucking belt.
Main reason I'm doing this is to just flex this new belt that I paid.
He's responding to a child.
He's responding to teen girl
body. Is it? Are we saying that it's a thirst trap because he's attractive?
Right below your stomach. Wrap it around.
Maybe you know.
Are we? We're just objectifying him. But
like he didn't have to flash his stomach. He could have left it like.
So they're at a 90 degree
hold on. He could have left it just then like normal.
All right, this is at Sage Bender on TikTok. Let's plug the other ones. It's at Cedric Lorenzen, who is the very sexual one. And then the first one was Corrado M. Martini on TikTok. find them linked.
If you guys want to watch these with us, check out our video podcast on YouTube.
Yeah, so all audio listeners, Spotify. All audio listeners, go check it out there if you want to see this. But
so like I had to investigate this one because like I was like watching it. Like well,
here's
first,
what I have to ask: does he do thirst traps? He's got to.
Oh yeah, I think he does do thirst traps.
I'm gonna
for
go
sure.
to his thing. Let's see here. There's got to be one here. I'm gonna say nothing. Maybe I'll just click.
Just do the first one, like his most new one. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
That's a thirst trap. This is definition of a thirst trap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Sage, you do thirst traps.
He's a trapper.
but that's clever. Oh shit! Did I lose it? No, it's right here.
Well, yeah. I mean, like that's the strategy with TikToks. You duet things.
I know, but he's duetting a child, and he's actually giving like helpful information. But I think we just objectified him, and then I was like, that's why we're like, is this a thirst trap?
No, he's definitely knows. He knows what he's doing, though.
No. He's speaking to women. He's like, oh, he's responding to a child, helping her out, being hot.
She's not a child. She's like a teenager.
That's a child. That was a restart. I don't care how long this takes. It's like we're going to come to a
I was going to go, but now I'm not going anymore because I don't know how to tie my fucking belt.
She's a teen.
Whatever. She's a child. She's definitely a minor.
Yeah, but a child is like.
Okay, I'm not trying to make it inappropriate. All I'm saying is that he's responding to a young girl, giving her some
like advice. He hooked you with a tutorial, but you stayed because he was really hot. Do you know what I mean?
I also think it's like sensitive when a guy like gives a child help.
Okay.
And I like, have baby fever. Okay, I'm getting older. I like it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, no, that when I watched it, I was like, the question had to be asked, like, is it a trap? And I think, is it?
I think so. I think
it's a trap.
It's funny. Like, I don't know. I'm not on like thirst trap. Like, I think that's very like.
You are now. Did you like this one?
No, I liked it on our Demon Trash one.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm trying to be very careful with my algorithm.
She's so selective.
Because next thing I know, I'm getting food porn. It's just like, what is this?
Yeah.
I didn't ask for this.
All right, guys, let us know. Do you guys like watch thirst traps? And if there's different genres of thirst traps that we haven't explored, send them.
Okay, I will say like the one like kind of genre like of thirst traps that I have seen and is on my like algorithm very frequently is the guy who cuts wood.
He's famous for doing. Yeah, that guy's really, really famous. I think I've seen some of his videos where he just chops wood.
Yeah. And that's just manly stuff, you know?
Oh, I also have seen the guy who's just like. He posts like really disgusting comments that women or people leave on his page. And it's just him like he just takes them and responds to them silently by like just sitting in front and like eating his burrito or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like with all the, like the thirsty women comments.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely more of a comedic versus like a thirst trap.
He's not intentionally doing thirst traps. He's just sitting there.
And women are just like,
no! So hot.
That's what we do.
Audio. If you're a visual watcher, please become an audio one. I'm so sorry to witness that. Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, Trashlings. We just wanted to remind you to follow us on all of our social medias. We don't want you, our little Trashlings, to miss out on any of our content.
Sweet little babies.
So make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Demon Trash Cast, TikTok at Demon Trash Cast, and make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. We have two YouTube channels. The one you're on right now is the Demon Trash Podcast.
Audio listeners, check in if you want to watch us visually.
Yes, if you want to watch us on YouTube. And then we also have our movie and TV react channel, Demon Trash. And you can find everything at demontrash.com.
It's all there, baby. And don't forget to rate and review us on whatever podcasting platform you use. It really helps shows like ours out. So yeah, rate it 5 stars, babe. Don't wait. Do it. Got Demon Trash friends? Tell them about us. So yeah, and if you like what we do here and you want to give us your pennies, help us keep the lights on, you can support us over at anchor.fm/demontrash for as little as 99 cents a month. We see some of you guys on there. Thank you so much. It's so helpful. So yeah, you can subscribe there if you want to support the podcast. But we also have now a Patreon because of our YouTube channel, Demon Trash, where we react to TV shows and movies. So if you like that, you want to keep watching with us, you can do so over at Patreon at patreon.com/demontrashcast.
Also, if you have any Demon Trash moments, topic ideas, or weird funny videos / TikToks you like us to react to, send them over to our email at demontrashpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
We love it.
Talk to us. Talk we to love us. You. Maybe you'll be on our next show. Maybe your stuff will make it on the show. And you're like a cute little trashling. All right. That's it. That's all we have to say. Thank you guys for all the support. Back to the show.
You guys, you notice this is this has been like the first podcast in a while. And it's like hasn't been our intention to kind of just like not do podcasts. We actually did do a podcast. Yeah. And then we were like, no, we don't like it because like literally you guys, I literally had like, it wasn't a mental breakdown, but I think I like, it was so funny. Like I didn't even watch it because I like couldn't, but it was like literally me having an epiphany of being like, I'm stressed out and I'm burnt out and I'm like feeling like I couldn't do anything about it. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, actually I can. It was really like, it'd be funny to watch, but like we didn't really want to like, we didn't want to put it up because
we
like,
have a rule that we will not ever put something out that we don't feel is our best.
Mm-hmm. So, we just didn't put it up. But like we have been trying to put like a podcast up. But like so like after that day, I was like, Carol was like, you can take a day off. And I was like, you're right.
You feel like you need a day off. Take a day off.
So that's what that's what I did, because like I was feeling so stressed out and so like just like, I don't know. I was just like
out of it.
Because if you're on the internet, sometimes you get like being a content creator sometimes can be like pretty challenging. And like today is like, it's like you have to post every day. You have to be current. You have to be this. Dun, dun, you have to be on it.
Here's what I'll say about it. I feel like with that whole thing, like how I tend to feel, and like, I don't want to ever sound like I'm complaining because I'm, this is growing and it's becoming a job and that's amazing. And that's like a dream of ours. Like we've always talked about that. And, but it is hard. Like it genuinely is. And it's like, oh, it's so hard, but like it is, it's a lot of like rinse and repeat and it's a lot of hours. It's a lot of editing. And it's like, there's, you know, it's fun to make it. It's fun to do like what we're doing right now. But when you're like constantly editing and like constantly having to like,
and it's just like with
it's a lot of rinse and repeat, and it can be quite draining, especially if you're not.
I mean, it's like any job. Sometimes you just get burned out, but it's when it's like when this is like your thing and your baby, it's like I gotta push
through it.
I have to push through it and work through it. But sometimes like it's like, oh, I actually, the best thing that I can do right now is actually just to take a break.
Just to stop.
And just kind of like do nothing to let your brain reset. Yeah. So that's what I did. So for like 2 days, I was like, I'm taking the next 2 days off. This podcast was not it. So I'm taking 2 days off. And it was just like, so what I did was I was like, I'm going to the pool. I'm going lizard mode and I'm dropping some acid. And it's just like, why do I have to get like, am I demon trash because I got to this like point, or am I demon trash because I need this? Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's what is question. The demon trash? Like obviously I probably like fell off the self-care and like the thing. So it's like, I mean, in that previous podcast, I was like, I'm like this close. I'm hanging on by a thread right here of me having like a full on just like mental breakdown. Do you know what I mean? Like, just because it's like, it's
I don't want you guys to see it because it's like, sometimes it's like not fun to, that should be private. But I was probably just sitting here just like, that puppet meme just like
but it's just like it's not just like this, it's also just like it's a very like stressful time right now. Do you know what
there's
I mean? Like
going on,
there's so much going on. It's like we're teetering on the edge of a recession, World War III. So it's just like it's a fucking stressful last time right now.
Yeah.
So it's like really hard to manage. Like
it's hard to just be a person right now. It's like yeah. I get it. It's like yeah. oh, just don't let the outside stuff bother you. But it is hard to just be a person right now. And mm-hmm. it's like that's fine. We're all going through it. So it's like take breaks. But okay, but it is funny to me that it's like I get what you're saying.
It's like my solution. But it's like here's the thing though. Like I saw a TikTok and I'll find it and put it in there. And it's just like. It was actually the comment. People are so funny in the comments, but it's like
I love comments.
The person was like, "I'll do anything that this filter says I to do," and it was like, "Go oh, on a trip," yeah. and then they like did a hit, and it was like, but then someone in the comments says, "The only trip I can afford," and I feel like that's kind of like where I am. You know, it's like for me, like now, it's like, oh, I want to go do something fun, but it's like I can't waste the fucking gas. No. To leave my house right now. Yeah. Gas is so expensive.
I know.
So it's just like, I feel like I was pushed more in that like, kind of like, okay, I'm going to do what I can at home. Like, do you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right.
Like, I'm going to have to staycation for me yeah. to like, and that's like, that's the best staycation there is.
For the Demon Trash
educationally.
Girlies. Demon Trash girlies, we take staycations.
We have to take staycations right now. And honestly, they're great.
No, they're great, but it's
but
like,
sometimes
do you feel that did it get you there?
Do I feel like it got me there? No.
Yeah.
Because what is that one line? Got some troubles that these drugs can't fix.
Denzel Curry. Thank you.
That's kind of like how it is. Do you know what I mean? Like I can take a mental break. But like when I come back from the mental break, all the problems are still there.
Yep.
But yeah, like it
Take
was a good note. Day.
Drugs don't fix everything. Sometimes they do.
No.
Just kidding.
Especially when you use them as an escapist tool. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I have found like recently, like I can like kind of get to that place. Like if I like try or like. If I just like listen to music that I like and just chill out, like I can get to like that same place sometimes with where I can get with drugs, like the
it's
namaste.
A mindfulness thing.
Yeah, I can kind of like get to that place. Obviously, it's not like as like
that's the problems that these drugs
trippy, but yeah,
that's a good song.
It is. Yeah, it's yeah. a great song. I've been listening to a lot lately.
Yeah,
but yeah, life it's a struggle because life's a bitch, you know.
What does he say? I can spend $20 on a dub, but I can't really spend it on some shit I really love. I'm like, bruh! It's so Denzel Curry, man. That melt my eyes, guys. Let's do it. I'm gonna see him soon, and that's exciting. But yeah, that's a good song.
But I don't know. And then like recently, I don't know. Like, how do you feel? Like I feel like as Demon Trash. Like I saw another like funny TikTok. She was like, I'm going to go on these vacations and spend all this money because I know my future self will get me. Like, got to me. I'm like, I was like, now I'm just like, that sounds like making a problem for my future self of right. credit card debt.
Yeah.
Which is the bane of my existence.
Yeah. You know, I think the thing is that
but that's an awesome Demon Trash moment that girl had.
Well, the thing is like, I think it's both. You know what I mean? Like, am I Demon Trash because I need this or am I Demon Trash for getting myself to this point? I think your phone just went off.
Sorry.
Am I Demon Trash because I need this or am I Demon Trash for getting myself to this point? I think both because I think at one time I will say like I felt like I needed it. I just needed to get out of here, mm-hmm. out of this reality. But now, you know, got some problems with these drugs can't fix. And now I'm feeling like I need to stay present mm-hmm. and like really, you know, like sometimes it's like distractions or like just chilling can help. But then it's like that's that self-care thing of like we're not really helping ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I definitely like realized recently, like the past like few times that like I've been in like a depressy episode. You know, it's like first impression baddie, look a little harder, saddie.
Yeah.
I've realized that the only way out is through my problems. Mm-hmm. And it's like all right, I'm tired and I don't feel like doing this, but like if I don't do it, it's just gonna act like it's just gonna tumble into more shit that like, and it's gonna make the problem worse.
Now, so like tackling, I am fine with like taking a break to evaluate, because sometimes,
yeah,
sometimes you're like, well, actually, I don't know what the fuck is going on, so I need a second just to think about it. Like, that's fine, but then it's like,
well, like
if you like know the but answer,
yeah, it's fine with that, like in creative stuff. But it's like, if the problem is I don't have any money, I'm sad I have no money. Well, the only solution for me is to go and work and get the money.
Yeah,
because otherwise, it's like if it's like, well, let me find a different, like, also like, let me sit down and reevaluate, how am I getting money? What's a better way for me to do this?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, so it's like you have to like tackle different problems. Like some problems, it's like, yeah, you can take, maybe the problem is it's just like you need a break. Other problems is maybe I need to actually like work harder. And like, it's like, maybe I need to, like, I'm feeling sad and depressed. Maybe I should clean my room. It looks like a pigsty.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe I have a lot of negative energy. And if like, if the solution, if what you do is just sit in the sad room, mm-hmm, of darkness, you're not gonna.
Sitting in the abyss.
If you sit in the abyss of your nasty, filthy room, you know, like sometimes, yeah, the break helps. But if like that, if your environment is like not supporting you,
is a reflection of your mental state.
Yeah. So it's just like, all right, maybe I need to take the day to clean my room, dust, yeah, open up, get some vitamin D, you know, like really just like the sun be doing things sometimes.
The sun, you know, be out here.
The sun is just out here every day for us. And sometimes you just forget us
to take notes.
Yeah.
And she's out there beaming for us all.
Take a moment. Burning us to a crisp. It's so hot here, you guys.
Save us.
It's so hot in Texas. She can
chill a little bit.
But
the one thing I will say, or am I demon trash for getting myself to this point? Here's what I will say is, like, I do feel that with it, there is a lot of privilege. I mean, we have literally, like, if you think about it, and anybody can do this, okay? And I'm not going to say it's easy, but you can literally, like, you know, what we went to the pool and did that on, like, a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know? It's like anybody can do this, you know, anybody can create this life for themselves. Mm-hmm. Is it easy? No, but it's like, yeah, but it is a very demon trash way of being like, you know what? Fuck the standard. I'm going to do what I want so I can create more time for partying. And like, I feel like we definitely did that in our life. It's like, how many times have we like been like, I'm gonna go to the pool all day on a Tuesday, or like we went camping and we, mm-hmm, were like, who the fuck is, you know, not a whole lot of people get to do that, so yeah. It is like, you know, a bit of a privilege, but yeah, no, I get it. It's like you do just reach a point where like escapism is not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like demon trash do go straight to escapism.
Mm-hmm.
We know firsthand.
Yeah. Well, then we had this other instance, and this was actually like on a down day. This is recently, this weekend, is that I was like, I'm feeling just like I don't want to do anything, because usually my free days are occupied with me catching up on like
life.
Like, I think it's so funny. Like, I think I talked to somebody about this. I was just like, isn't it just like funny? Like, as you get older, like your free days are like
just as busy,
not just as busy, but it's like, what's my, like, free time? What do I get to do? It's, like, go to the grocery store. Do my laundry. You know what I mean? So, like, sometimes, like, I love going to the fucking grocery store, but sometimes it's just, like, I'm tired of the productivity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes I do just want to, like, do nothing.
So, like, on Saturday, that's how, like, I was feeling, and I was, like, you know what?
Literally, my favorite activity would have to be, like, doing nothing.
I know you're a Taurus.
I literally don't, like, I love shutting my brain off.
Yeah. So that's what we like. That's what I wanted to do. So me and Carol played Stardew for like a few hours.
That was so fun.
And like, honestly, like that was probably like one of the best things that like it was like weird to call like doing Stardew meditative. But like it did feel like a state of meditation for me. Yeah. Because like I was able to like kind of like shut my brain off from like everything else. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, you can use like some like tools like that aren't necessarily like this is meditation, but it's like, yeah, sometimes if like if you have a hard time like meditating, do you know what I mean? It's yeah. like maybe find a tool that helps you meditate. That's like some people that's working out. Do you know yeah. what I mean?
No, I think the thing is like sometimes it's like, well, again, it's like the it's like what's a better distraction? You know,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just literally like just doing something else completely that like you're not used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
And like we don't like literally if you look at our schedules, it's just like it's a lot of rinse and repeat. So we did something like new for a change. We added something new, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards we were like, fuck it. Let's get pizza, dog.
Yeah,
let's get pizza and watch a movie.
Like I wasn't like depressed. I was just like, I'm just kind of exhausted, and like, you know what, we were like, the dopamine levels are low,
they're not hitting. I can't say I'm depressed. I think I'm just having like a dopamine deficiency or some shit.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what, food does get me out of this time. pizza can help this time, but
pizza
I am
supreme.
Yeah, pizza, supreme pizza, but I am paying for this because, like, I'm breaking out, like, no
oh
joke.
Oh, my God, me too. Do you think that's what it is?
Oh, it's the pizza,
it was a new
for sure.
Moisturizer, but I think
no,
you're right.
Because it's hormonal. It's on the chin.
Hormonal.
Hormonal. It's the grease. It's the pizza grease that's making me break out. So I paid for it. Probably yeah. will not be eating the Pizza Hut again very soon, but who knows? Might get a little sadie sometimes. But so on this day off, we also watched fucking movie.
Oh my God. Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. Now, Demon Trash. Longtime listeners.
See,
you know we love the Harry Potter.
You know what
world.
Pissed me off is like we were torn between this and a Twilight Marathon. And honestly, I feel like the Twilight Marathon would have been better.
Yeah.
But like sometimes Twilight Marathons just like they just add to the sadness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like I think if you just watch Twilight, like I feel like you'll be okay.
See, the thing is for me on this particular day, like you might not have been sad, but I was sad. I was sad. And I was like, I knew if I watched Twilight, I would probably walk out of that not feeling so good. Like, probably not great. I know. It's crazy because the whole time I was like, you better hold on, Spider Monkey. And I was like, yeah, no, see, that just sparks depression for me. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not a good time. That was just like sad. So I played that line in my head. I was like, nah, new movie. Let's try a new movie.
Well, so then we ended up watching Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. And I'm going to tell you, I wish I watched Twilight because this movie was fucking horrible.
You know what I'll say? You're absolutely right. We should have watched Twilight.
I'm done with you picking movies. Every movie you pick has been not good.
Okay, well, hold on. Like, I would have fucking known. Like, I was supposed to fucking know.
I mean, considering, like,
the... What was the last movie I picked? We watched Marie Antoinette recently, and it was great.
Yeah, but you like, made me watch Cats. You made me watch 365, dude. And
made you.
Yeah.
It was part of our job.
But you were like, we should watch Cats for 420.
And also, you were the one who approached me about watching the sequel to 365. So don't even.
Well, that still one wasn't still as bad as Cats and our Fantastic Beasts, I will say. 365.
You're not going to compare Cats with, guys, she's being dramatic. Cats was not as bad. Cats was honestly, that was my mistake and I have apologized. And the fact that you haven't let it go really says something about your character. But the thing is I'm sorry I wanted to watch a new Wizarding World movie. Because
but the
I
first
liked
two
it.
Weren't good.
Okay. So I'm not saying you agreed to watch it.
Twilight. You could. But anyways,
oh
so.
Oh my god.
Don't get defensive. You picked a bad movie. It's okay. We all make mistakes.
I didn't know it was bad.
We all make mistakes, Carol. We all make mistakes.
Damn.
It's okay.
Go on.
Just accept it, though.
I'm about to walk out of here.
Why are you mad? You were like, let's put that movie.
I'm sorry. I wanted to see if the. Okay.
Just accept
off,
responsibility and we can move on.
Okay, hold on. Can I just say something to defend myself?
No. Just
no,
accept
no,
it.
No. I want to say one thing. I thought this was going to be the last movie. I thought the Fantastic Beasts movies was a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware it was a quintet or whatever. What do you call a
Well,
five,
shame
a
on you. I thought you were a true Harry Potter fan.
Well, look, the Fantastic Beasts movies, they're just not as good as the Harry Potter movies. But I thought, you know, maybe this one will be good. It was new. It was on HBO Max. What do you want from me? I was like, yeah, I want to see a new movie. All right, go on. Say what you got to say.
So we watched Secrets of Dumbledore, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. It was horrible. It was not good.
It was bad.
And, like, I think my main problem with these movies is, like, they don't, like,
they don't make any sense.
They don't,
off.
One, the movie made absolutely no sense. And, like, literally it was just like a plot choice because they knew the movie didn't make any sense. So they literally had the actors be like, yeah, so the whole idea is to confuse Grindelwald. Meanwhile, you are sitting there confused as fuck. Two,
yeah, you literally have no idea what's going on the entire time.
Two, it's like the secrets of Dumbledore. But we don't get any of his secrets, like, really. And it's just like, everyone knows that Dumbledore had this relationship with Grindelwald. Dumbledore is gay, right?
Yes.
But it's like, they only, like, longingly look at each other and, like, they're like, there's love there. And it's just like, we don't see any of that. We don't know the history, really. Like, it's not like, so you're like, Dumbledore, why don't you just kill Grindelwald? We know that you defeated him, right? And it's like, but I, like, we, like, go way back and we love each other. It's
he's
just like,
got
but
that
you
thing.
Don't show that. Yeah.
He's got that thing that he can't fight yet.
That just magically broke off because, you know.
Well, because of that.
Because magic.
Because magic. Basically.
And that's not a good explanation.
No, it's terrible.
But, like, my problem is it's like, make Dumbledore gay. Like, if you're going to, like, be like, yeah, he's gay. Make him fucking gay. Like, we hardly know that he's gay. It's Pride Month. Make him gay. Like, I want to see Dumbledore, like,
I
super gay.
See him sucking dick.
Yeah,
on
I do.
Screen.
I want to see him see. I want, like, Call Me by Your Name. I want to see Dumbledore giving the old Gluck Gluck 3000 to Grindelwald. Like, make it happen. Like, if we're gonna make Dumbledore,
are you
day,
dude, this
go
is a,
there.
This is a family movie. Okay, we can't just have people doing the Gluck Gluck. All right, we can't have you and McGregor masturbating with a peach. We just can't have it. The children are
you
watching.
Mean Jude Law.
Oh, that's Obi-Wan.
Yeah. The Freudian slip, mama.
Ooh.
No, like, literally, like, make them, like, kiss or, like, fucking
no, they
touch each other's hands. Like, it's so lame.
They touch each other's chest, but that's it. And it's like, I can feel his heartbeat. It's like, what are you, vampire?
This is lame.
It's stupid. No, I think, like, yeah, it just was not. Okay, my thing. Okay, spoilers. Spoilers.
If you haven't watched this movie, don't watch it. I'm saving you time.
Yeah,
like,
no, like,
literally, that was like 2 hours of my life. I won't
okay,
get back.
Well, okay, so back to what I was saying. I thought that this series was a trilogy. So I thought this was going to be the last one. So we finally get to the end. The fucking thing breaks off so Dumbledore can actually, like, kill him or whatever. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Final boss of battle. They go into this, like, alternate dimension bubble thing. Which I didn't know.
Yeah,
understand.
It's like,
and they could have had a fucking amazing duel, but then they like.
We were like, "This is it. This is the end. This is this the duel.
Dumbledore's gonna kill him," and then they like touch each other's hearts, and they can feel that each other's hearts are beating, and it's like, "Oh my god, we love each other." And still with no barrier, they Grindelwald gets away. And it's like, what? This was
they
your
lower
moment.
Their wands and he lets Grindelwald get away.
He lets Grindelwald get away. And then literally, you know, everything is settled. And then, you know, we're getting up to the end. And the dude walks up, Theseus or Thaddeus or whatever the fucking his name is, the Eddie Redmayne's brother. I don't even know these characters' names. He goes up and he's like, I need you to promise me you'll get him next time, Dumbledore. And it's like, you've got it, buddy. It's like, you could have gotten him now.
You could have gotten him right now.
They literally just
Do you know what I mean? And it's just like to let him go on this like, it's like just like this very underdeveloped relationship between Grindelwald and Dumbledore is like, why didn't you just kill him?
Bitch, like, three and movies and still like, what angers me the most is the fact that Professor McGonagall is teaching at Hogwarts. Bitch, she wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, and that's the thing that makes me so upset about these movies. It's like they're ruining canon for what? Like, for what? Why are you ruining canon?
J.K. Rowling writes
these writes them. And it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, mate.
Like, why would she let that, like, obviously, like, the studio probably, like, it's like, well, we want McGonagall, or, like, we want this. And she's like, fine. Well, but it's like, girl, this is
your canon.
Obviously, she has her own problem, fucking J.K. Rowling, but it's like, this is your story. This is your characters. You made them. Like, tell them no. Be like, why do we need McGonagall? She doesn't, like, it'd be one thing.
I've established that she didn't start teaching at Hogwarts until this time.
It's like, we, like, established, like, okay, McGonagall, like, is not, like, but she's in the movie for no reason, though. Yeah. It's like, she has really dumb cameos, and it's just, like, for no reason. Why are we ruining canon for absolutely no reason, mate? So it's just like these movies are so bad.
Yeah. So then, but then here's the thing. Then what ended up? So I was like, what the fuck? This is so bad. So I just started looking at news, and I saw the. So now there's talks because I guess, you know, everything comes down to the box office with movies, and it was a very weak box office opening. I think they only made like they finally reached $400 million, but I think the movie's been out for a week now.
I mean, it's been out for a while,
but it really,
it's been out since like Everything Everywhere All at Once has been out.
No fucking way.
Like around that time, a little bit after.
Well, it finally reached, I think it's had success on HBO Max, obviously. But the thing is now because of this, you know, these movies, they do bank on these movies making a lot of money. And so there were supposed to be 5, which is like fucking insane to me. I was like, 5? You're telling me we get 2 more of these pieces of shit? Like, that's fucking crazy. But now there's talks because they didn't do so well that they might actually cancel the next one. Like, they might not even finish the series potentially, which is so okay. That is, to me, I'm like, with Divergent, okay, could have seen that coming, but with something about the Wizarding World, like the Harry Potter universe,
like
it being this bad, it at this point, listen, I know what you're thinking, Carol, why are you getting so aggressive and uptight about the Secrets of Dumbledore? Because it's all I have, okay? I'm a millennial. It's all I've got, all right? It's my only thing that I grew up with that gave me some semblance of hope, some semblance of something. And now it's been written by some fucking bitch who all she does is harass trans people on Twitter all day. So, yeah, I don't know. It's falling apart, and I'm supposed to, like, I'm just trying so hard to grasp at the strands of hope left in my world. So, yeah, I watched The Secrets of Dumbledore, but I just hate to see the series crash and burn so hard.
Yeah, it's really, like, it's really bad for it to, like, not do well at all, considering, like, it's carried by, like, fucking Harry Potter, like, like one of the most well-known fucking series in the world.
I mean, it's
like,
directed by the same dude who did,
it's,
I think, 6...
Yeah,
7,
I mean,
8.
It's David Yates. It's like, it's literally, it's because of the writing. The writing sucks.
It's not
like
good.
The story sucks. Like,
it's
the
terrible.
Story sucks, and it's just like,
they should have just done one movie. This is your classic case of studio shit, where it's like, you don't need to have a series here.
Yeah, why do we need a 5-movie cash grab? Like, that's essentially, like, what it is. Like, if you wanted, like, 3, sure, 5? Over a guy who made the textbook?
The only
and
good
just
thing
like,
in the series is that little platypus
yeah.
thing that, like, steals treasures. He's the fucking, he's the only thing holding this series together.
Carrying it on his back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just
so
like,
cute.
It's like, we have fucking Jude Law here. Like, we can't get, like, stop toning down the gay. Like, if we're gonna, like, talk about Dumbledore's history and his, like, this, like, whole dilemma with Grindelwald, like, we gotta up the love affair between them. Like, we gotta fucking make us feel something. And like, that's the problem. It's like, because they're making it so like not, do you know what I mean? Like that it like, it takes away from like what the story, because it's like, if it was like, oh, they couldn't kill each other because they love each other so much still, it's like, yeah, I would feel that. But like, as the audience member, like, they didn't establish that yet. They like had two words at the beginning.
Well, they also, let's,
and like they recast Johnny Depp.
The first and like, second one. So okay, so let's read this. So it says, this is a Screen Rant. They said, however, after the premiere of Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, it now seems unlikely that the saga will ever reach Dumbledore and Grindelwald's anticipated duel. Although The Secrets of Dumbledore received more positive reviews than Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, because that was a piece of shit, the threequel still set a new record for the lowest opening weekend of any film in the Wizarding World franchise. In addition, the Fantastic Beasts movies have faced multiple controversies surrounding their actors and creators. For example, Rowling has posted controversial comments about the LGBTQ plus community on social media. Johnny Depp was asked to resign due to domestic abuse allegations, and Ezra Miller was arrested in Hawaii. Oh yeah, Ezra Miller. Oh my God. They are out here wilding out on The Flash in Hawaii, just terrorizing that island.
A lot of people have been like canceled who are involved in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie.
And then also on top of that, Fantastic Beasts director David Yates has also signed on to direct another movie, Pain Hustlers, starring Emily Blunt, which means even Warner Brothers greenlights the film production. Even if it is greenlit, production won't begin anytime soon.
Well, let's be honest. Ezra Miller's character could have died last movie or even the first movie. Like,
Warner Brothers is single-handedly, Ezra Miller, single-handedly just keeping their career, like, it's wild, like, that Ezra Miller, will we see any more Ezra Miller shenanigans? I hope not, just because I hope that they are getting help. But
like, I'm gonna be honest, I would live for Mads Mikkelsen, Jude Law, like, fuck, I'm down for that. Do you know what I mean?
You
let me get a kiss or something.
Yeah, well, I just feel like they're just being so like,
they're not getting into it.
Yeah,
they're not getting into it. It's like, get into it.
Yeah, like, okay, they're gay, whatever, they're in love, okay,
do you know what I mean? Like obviously it's a kid's movie and it's like, not that, like, that's not exactly what you want to show, but you do have to develop their relationship, because otherwise it's like, why isn't Dumbledore murking this guy?
No,
like, why isn't he killing him?
I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is. It's because we are in a heteronormative society and they don't like showing gay couples in family movies. Hello, that's why we're not getting anything. But you've literally said, okay, they were in love, then show me some fucking flashbacks of them being in love.
Yeah, also I know,
and
it's
you're not
like,
you're not gonna show why, like, why? Because if I guarantee you, if Grindelwald was a woman, we'd have all that.
Oh yeah,
100%.
But like, also I think when it comes to like the world stage, like when stuff premiering in China, like they don't want that shit in their movies either.
Okay, then so fine. It's like, I get it, whatever.
So
it's
like,
it's a studio cash grab, and it's wrong,
but these movies suck.
They suck, whatever,
and it's upsetting.
It's all they have. So then, okay, so we had this depressed day. We were like, okay, let's play Stardew. We get pizza. Then we watched a shitty movie, and it was like, okay, that didn't hit. That was not a way. That was not the cherry on top of my day that I needed. So then, you know, but guess what? Burp, 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 burp. Love Island is back, bitch. Love Island 2022 is back. Let's get into it, babes. We watched the first episode literally right before this, mm-hmm. and it's still not hitting. It's like, it's different. I don't know. Well, why is it different? Tell them.
So,
what they did. This show. Okay. Love Island vibes. Like, you know how this goes.
I mean, if you watch our YouTube channel, we watch Love Island. And every season of Love Island, like, the first episode, obviously all the girls come in. You see, they're all beautiful. They're all hot. Whatever. What? Then the guys come in.
Right.
So then the girls step forward for the guys they're attracted to. And you know what the Love Island twist this year was? The viewers get to choose who they're coupled up with. And
the
it's just like,
played Cupid.
What?
So they didn't. So as they're walking in, they don't get to choose. The public chose which guy pairs up with which girl. So no one had a choice.
There was no choice involved. And I just think it's just like really strange that in 2022.
It's really telling.
That we're like removing consent from the situation of like who you're attracted to.
It was girls' choice. Like it was normally girls' choice.
Yeah. Well, it was dudes. Like it was the boys ultimately got to pick. But the girls got to say, yeah, I'm attracted to you. You know, it's like I thought it was very weird for like people to be coupled up who had never met before. Who like never met before. You don't actually like I don't know like if like
it's supposed when to be people, based off attraction.
Yeah, I don't know attraction. If people were like got to read people's profiles and said like I like guys with tattoos. I like guys with, you know, blonde hair, or like I like blondes, or I like that's brunettes. I don't know if like that was an option the with that with that. The public choice, but I just feel like it's like why can't they decide? Why would we change that? Like it's such a weird choice. I thought maybe
and it read on camera too.
Yeah, and made all it the awkward. Girls were like, what?
And all the guys
and
too.
All the guys were like, because all the girls were like, I don't know. Like they're like, are you happy? And she's like, sure, you know, like, and the guys are just like, what? And it's just like, yeah, she didn't even get to like,
bro, she doesn't even know your name.
The girls didn't get to say who they were attracted to. The guys didn't get to see who were attracted to them. So it's like you like pair people up who literally know nothing about each other other than like what they look like, you know, and it's just like a new situation. So it read on camera and looked really bad. And it's just like, who said this was a good idea?
Yeah, and then on top of that, and this isn't the first time that this has happened, but then we also have Gemma. Gemma is, she came in, but she's 19 years old. She's the dressage. She does dressage. She's 19 years old, and I get in other parts of the world, and I guess here too, like adulthood is 18, but like, I don't know, maybe I'm old, but I don't know if I'd really want to see on my dating shows where people like notoriously have sex. Yeah. If I want to be seeing
a
literal child,
like literally.
Sorry.
It,
I'm sorry,
if your age ends in teen, like they should not be on a dating show.
Okay,
like listen, do you know what I mean? Because you're teen still.
I was 19. Once teen. I was once child, and here's what
I get it. You think you're grown up, but you're not.
But you're not though.
Like it's just like a 19 year old is supposed to like, what if they're attracted to the 27 year old dude? Like that's like a big age gap, and it's a big like maturity gap, in my opinion. I know in the UK it's different, but like I did feel like I was like, ooh, 19's young.
I don't like it. I think like if you're 20,
even
shows,
20 for me was like, that's young.
I think if you're gonna be on these shows, you need to be 21 and up. That's how I feel, whatever. But anyway, the point of all of that, all of these rants, is that Demon Trash really do, like, we have our vices, okay? We need content and good food and basically dopamine. And the dopamine that is coming out that the collective is releasing, it's not refilling my receptors. Okay? It's just not. And we need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do better. I just, Love Island is something that I'm normally so excited for. And right now I'm just like, nope, that's not hitting. Pizza's making me break out. Like, fucking Harry Potter world is getting destroyed, absolutely trampled on, mate. Like, what's next?
What else do you hold dear?
I'm afraid to say, because then I feel like, okay, if I bring that energy. Well, now it's like with Robert Pattinson, it's like, not, that's unhealthy. Like, that's really unhealthy for me. Yeah, and you know what? You were talking about Sookie Waterhouse earlier. It was like, I'm at a place where, like, I can't, because then, you know what I do? I get really mean. I'm like, what does she have? All she is pretty. She doesn't even have talent. Man. You know what I mean? I get nasty. I get nasty.
I mean, she does have talent.
Listen, I'm just saying it's like an envious demon part of myself. Yeah, that's just she's not worthy of him. He's mine. It's like a bestial, like I come out of a well and I'm like from underneath a bridge and I'm just like, ah, like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's not cute. It's not nice.
Well, like, obviously it was the first episode of Love Island. It might get better. Like, I wasn't in love with any of the girls' personality right out the bat, but maybe it'll come out.
I like
out.
Tasha. Tasha's
yeah, I
cute.
Would say Tasha was probably, like...
And also she's, I guess, the first person with a... She first person with a disability?
No, Hugo was, because everyone gave me shit about that.
Okay, but
everyone gave
me
shit about that when we talked about last season, but I'm like, how was I supposed to know? He didn't say anything. He didn't say he had a club foot. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry if I
and
see
I'm sorry, woman, Hugo. Like, sorry, I didn't Hugo. Mean anybody. Like, I literally just, like, noticed something. Do you know what I mean?
The dude walking on his tiptoes. That's weird. I'm sorry. Like, off the bat, it's like, yeah, no, it's strange that he walks on his tiptoes. It's like, oh, because he has a disability. Oh, okay.
You
yeah.
know, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
wrong now
with
I
that.
Now I understand.
Now
it's
I understand.
Great.
That's fine. But when something's not of the norm... And I notice it and nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry that's how it is. But yeah, no, Tasha, she's the first person. I guess she was born deaf and she has a cochlear implant. That's cool. Mm-hmm. She brings awareness.
So really hot, though.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Like, send me a girl who's missing an arm. Let's see how about that.
That's what I'm saying. Send me an amputee. Yeah, because there's got to be a point where Love Island's got to break the pretty privilege.
Oh, yeah. Like, when I watch Love Island, I'm literally watching this. And I'm just like, literally, like, no offense to, like, there's some Love Island contestants I really like. And obviously,
let's
they have personalities.
Real. Shauna, she was a real one because, you know, she struggled. She lost a lot of weight before yeah. she came on the show.
And it's like, I also, like, really like Molly Mae and, like, Tommy. Do you know what I mean? I don't think just because you're hot doesn't mean you don't have a personality. But, like, a lot of people who are hot really lean on their, like, looks to, like for dating and attracting other people. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
So it's like, sometimes you have to sort through, like, the people who are just vapid.
Someone who's been hot their whole life, it's very likely they don't have a lot going on.
And honestly, good for them. I wish I had pretty privilege. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally, there was, like, an intro, right? There was one of the intro, the guy who sells fish. There was this, like, pretty, like, plus-size woman. And I was like, is she, like, the contestant? Like, wow, they're, like, actually putting, like,
a
more,
tits.
like a plus-size. Yeah, she had huge tits. And she's blonde and she's pretty. And, like, she looked a little
yeah,
older, though.
I
and I was like,
too.
is she going to be on the show? Oh, my God. And it was him. And I was like, okay. You know what I mean? It's just like, when is Love Island going to, like, kind of diversify of, like, who's, like, on there? Like, obviously, sometimes, like, they get, hot people who actually have, like, hearts and souls and, like, interests, you
Here's
know?
The thing is that they really but do like, market their show as, like, they do, because it is a place where it's, like, people do find love. And that is the thing that I do love about the show.
Yeah.
It is hilarious. It's interesting.
But it's, like, when you get guys who are, like, yeah, my, like, penis is shaped like a heart. Or, like, the other guy who asked, like, the first question he asked a woman was, what's your favorite sex position? It's just, like, it Yuck. Gives me the ick. It gives me the ick.
It's giving ick.
You know? And it's just, like, come on. Can we, like, choose people who have, like, at least, like, a little interesting to listen to? Because, like, I can look at them all day. But it's, like, we do have to listen to their conversations. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's like, I don't know, I would love if Love Island kind of just like, yeah, you're right, like, mixed it up, give it some heart and
but
soul.
Like, they have had people who, like, are, like, intelligent and who are kind, and, like, they've had good people on the show. It's yeah. just sometimes it's just like the first round of people are not, like, that interesting, or, like, you know. But this is also the first episode.
Yeah.
But I will
no,
say
I just,
like,
I'm just listen, I have a lifelong dream of, you know, being involved with Love Island in some capacity. We all know this. And what I will have to say is that the show, if it doesn't want to just become some general dating show, it's yeah. going to have to add some heart and soul. And that's by not just 100% making it about looks. Like, I know that's what sells, mm-hmm. right, is tits and ass and abs mm-hmm. and tans, I guess. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, who do we end up loving the most? And it's the people who are, like, the funny ones, the ones with the best personality. Those are the people that we fall in love with throughout the seasons. And it's like, show me some people that have really gone through it and have had struggle, you know? Mm-hmm. And their biggest struggle is that they had a traumatic breakup. Like, give it a rest. All right, this next thing I want to talk about is, I'm sure a lot of you maybe have seen it. I don't know, but... the biggest, like, topic and, like, the the music world right now is that music artists are being forced to make TikToks to release their music. And basically, long story short, like record labels right now are basically demanding that in order for an artist to like release a song, they kind of have to make it a, like a TikTok viral hit, such as About Damn Time, like by Lizzo. Like that song came out because she made it into a TikTok viral moment, right?
Yeah, like all these artists are being like, hey, you need to go viral before you can release any music. Or you can release your album.
And now here's the thing. It was famously brought to the surface by Halsey, who brought it to everybody's attention. And, you know, because Halsey is super famous. But I'll tell you, the first person who talked about it was Grimes. Grimes. All right. I got to keep my thoughts together because I will fucking lose it. Because, okay. So first off, it's okay. Grimes talked about how like her label is like making her like she wasn't able, I think Shinigami Eyes, she like that song she teased for like months, months. And I think she released a TikTok that I think is deleted now. I'm not entirely sure, but talked about how the label was basically like, oh, like, you know, you have to reach this many likes or views on your TikToks in order to release the song. Yeah, she also released, she was like, my label thinks this isn't a hit. You'd let me know. And like that was like a different song called 100% Tragedy that's not out. Grimes has had like been teasing music. It's, I feel like it's been over a year now.
I mean,
there's Player of Games, Shinigami Eyes. She and like she's had this album, I guess it's book one. Who knows if it's coming out because like she's not really on, like big on social media. Then we got SZA. And I'm sorry. And let me just say, like, Grimes and SZA, I fucking love you. And SZA, I, if you ever see this, like, I fucking love you. But, bitch, it's upsetting. It's upsetting that I have been waiting for an album for so long. And I get it. Oh, you can't be demanding. Whatever. I can. Because you can't release a song like Good Days. Like, what is this era of, like, oh, I'm going to release a single? Like, you don't understand. Like, I just told you I don't have a lot of threads of hope left right now, okay? And when you feed me snippets of these of your amazing genius work and all I want to do is listen to it, but just SZA, blank, if you need help. Is your record label saying you need to go viral? Somebody, like, just... And also, like, what? These record labels are so fucking stupid because it's like, I don't want my artists to be influencers.
Yeah, I think that's like what really pisses me off. Like, I don't need to see Grimes doing like a TikTok dance.
Like, what's in my
bag? I don't need SZA to like fucking, I don't need it. I don't need a viral TikTok to appreciate their work. This is like, being a social media influencer is like its own job in itself. And it's like, you're asking like you're asking your artists to essentially do their own fucking marketing.
Yeah, here's
in order for them just to like release their songs and their albums.
That's literally what the point of a record label is to be the marketer. They're the artist. They make the music. You push it.
Yeah.
That's your fucking job. And it's just like, they have to do that.
It's like, I understand, like, yeah, okay, you need to be on social media.
Whatever.
Like, sure. But it's like, we're not all Doja Cat. We're not all Lizzo. Like, do you know what I mean? Doja Cat literally built her career off of the internet. She's an internet music celebrity. Do you know what I mean? It's like, there's certain, like, there's like different paths.
Doja is forced, like, when she did the, like, the Mexican pizza thing, she like went on to, she's like, so, and she's like reading this whole fucking script in a very monotone voice because she doesn't want to be forced to do it. She wants to go online when she wants to go online.
Yeah. And I think it's ridiculous that we ask these like musicians and artists, and this is even affecting people in writers, like in the book industry now.
Yeah.
They won't publish or market your books unless you go viral on TikTok now. It's like, these people, like, there's a difference between being famous on the internet and actually like being either a musician, a writer, an artist. Like, those are completely different jobs.
Yeah, and again, we live in a social media world, but let's watch the TikTok here. This is Halsey's TikTok that went viral for this, bringing attention to this very situation. Oh my god, here she's teasing her song. Basically, I have a song that I'm trying to release. I've been in the industry 8 years. Said over, she has to get over like 165 million. Yeah. She has to fake a viral moment on TikTok. But here's the thing. I did keep up with the situation. And after a lot of pushback on this whole thing, mm-hmm. she was finally able to release the song. But the same thing, bitch. Oh my God. This one had me cackling. So Florence Welch, right? Mm-hmm.
Florence and the Machine, right?
Yeah. Florence Welch. She captioned her TikTok. The label are begging me for lo-fi TikToks. She didn't even spell it right, because this bitch, you know, she's not on TikTok. She doesn't know what the fuck lo-fi is. Lo-fi TikToks. So here you go. Please send help. I gotta see this, because it's like, I don't know what the fuck that like. They're trying to make her a cottagecore girly. She's like annoyed that she has to like sing her song a cappella on TikTok. It's like, I don't want to be. Can I just be making music? Look, she looks so annoyed.
Well, it's like, I don't think everyone's supposed to be like a TikToker.
See, Ed Sheeran's also, but the thing is that he's made it sort of part of his TikTok brand, is that he doesn't give a fuck about TikTok so much so to push his music. So that's now part of his like gimmick, is that he doesn't care about it. But like, there's so many artists who are coming forth about this problem. And like, even Gavin DeGraw.
Well, it's like, are they like hopping on this trend?
FKA Twigs. It's true. All record labels ask for our TikToks, and I got told off today for not making enough effort. Like, you're going to tell FKA Twigs you need to be putting out two TikToks.
She's a fucking artist, okay? Don't come for her. Leave her alone. Put her fucking music out there.
No, literally.
I need her music. I don't need her TikToks.
I don't need her
TikToks. I mean, I do.
I do love her
TikToks. I do love her TikToks and her posts.
We did talk about that. But the thing is I don't need her, like, spending all her time on TikTok. I need her spending
her time on her music. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm hanging on by a thread.
Charlie XCX.
This could turn into, I could be on a rope. I could be, like, doing just fine if... Oh, Jesus. I didn't mean like that.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the thread being larger. Like, I just need... I need the music. I need to get lost in something more than, like, what's going on here. It's like, do you know what I mean? I don't need to be scrolling through TikToks looking at FKA Twigs just make TikToks all day. I'd rather be listening to her album and, like, reaching my higher self. Do you know what I mean? Same thing with SZA. Like, I don't know what's going on with SZA. I know she has, like, a lot of anxiety and a lot
I've
of stuff.
I've got anxiety.
I love her. It's like, you can't tease songs at the end of your music videos and make me wait years to listen to it.
Literally,
like, the full version.
Years. Like, when are you going to release Percolator?
Like, please, SZA, please.
SZA.
I love you. Please just release your album.
Apparently it's 15 tracks.
I just need to hear it.
No, like, okay, this is how I felt. Like, I loved your Crocs, but I was like, I think this bitch is confused. I think instead of releasing Crocs, she meant the album. Like, I'm sorry. I love you, SZA. I do. But, like, I fucking need this shit.
I want to hear your music.
I remember in 2020, or was it last year, 2021, we were like, when SZA's album comes out, we're gonna take a week off.
We're gonna take a week off and just listen.
I'm not kidding.
Whole fucking vacation around this album, and I'm still waiting for the album to come out,
bitch.
That's why I have no breaks, because I'm just waiting for this album.
I'm just waiting, and then
been years.
And then I know everybody loves to hate Grimes, but like, I've been waiting for Grimes to put out new music now. I feel like for 2 years, and this is not the first time this has happened. Like, it's just like, I am tired. Just let people put out music.
Like, I don't think it, like...
Like, it is crazy to me that SZA is going to release an album and one of the tracks is going to be Good Days. Like, we're going on three years.
So old.
We're going on 3 years.
And I get she, like, released the other song. But, like...
Okay.
Release the other one that was at the end of your music video. Like, that was really good. You know?
The thing is like, but like, I don't get it. Like, why are we in this stage now where it's like, okay, we're going to put out a single. And
why?
Then we'll put out another single. But they're all like a year apart.
It's, yeah. And it's just like, why do...
clearly these songs are done. You know? Like, they're done.
It's like, why are you holding them hostage from me? Give them to me. I don't want a TikTok. And I want the album. I know
it's not SZA. It's definitely the record labels, I'm assuming. And it's like, but with SZA, like, or it could be with SZA. I don't know. I just need to have a conversation with SZA. I'm just upset with her. And I don't want to be angry at her, but I am. I'm hurt. I'm upset. And that's just how I feel. But with these other artists, you know, I just think it's really strange and very weird. And these record labels need to fucking stop. Because, like, one thing that's happening, and I feel it in the collective, dude, like, everything is just becoming so stale. Like, whenever I put on the radio, dude, I'm like, this song came out 4 years ago. How are we still listening to the top 40 hits? Like, if you look at the top 40 hits, I'm like, I guarantee you the top 40 hits right now are, like, with songs that are, like, going on 2 years old.
Yeah, or it's like TikTok music, and that's why it's like I understand the music industry yeah. wants us to, like, it's like obvious, it's like Olivia Rodrigo, like, she just won fucking Grammys, you know what I mean? Like, and well, it's just like
for example, Suki Waterhouse yeah. song is going viral. Guess what? She's everywhere now.
She's everywhere. And I get going viral is like huge and it's a big deal, but it's just like these people already have fan bases that will support
them. So what? Like, our entire media base is going to be completely, entirely staked on TikTok? End me. I'm done.
No, like, literally, I saw Caroline Palaszczuk come up. She, like, her TikTok. She started TikTok. I was like, what's she doing on here? Do you know what I mean? I was just like...
She does that dance where she's
and
like,
she does her dad.
My feelings. But that's the thing. Like, and then it becomes a trend. But it's just like,
I don't need them to make up original dances. Like, leave that shit for Charli D'Amelio and like all these other basic bitches.
You want them to make TikToks? Why don't you the label, give them somebody who follows them around, like a social media manager, and is like, I'll make TikToks.
And it's just like, some people are really good at it, but it's just like, all right, so now they not only need to be worried about writing lyrics and music, but now they have to, like, worry, like, what's the most recent trend on TikTok? What's the trending sound? Do you know what I mean?
That's so stupid.
I hate it. Release the music. Give it to me now.
Dude, it's so weird seeing these people be reduced to basically to a TikTok kid. And it's funny. And it's not right. We're talking about the top tier artists of our time.
We're talking
FKA Twigs. You got her out here making TikToks. I mean, and I love her TikToks. I do.
Her TikToks are thirst traps.
They are 100% thirst traps, rightfully so. She has bewitched me body and soul, bitch. I love her. I do. But the thing is like, I don't need her.
I'd rather
her time.
Have her album. Like, that's the
if
point.
If it's a hindrance for her, I don't want her to be doing it.
Yeah. If it's like taking away from her mental health, do you know what I mean?
Bro, like, imagine, like, okay, let's say Ariana Grande. Let's say Ariana Grande was like, I've got an album I'm working on. She doesn't. She's not. She's working on Wicked. She's being an actress. But let's say Ariana was like, yeah, I've got an album, it's ready to go. And Ariana Grande can't even release something.
Ridiculous.
What? Bro, they've got Halsey in a chokehold. She finally was able to release it, but it's like, Halsey? Halsey's big.
It's just like, how is she supposed to release in music? Do you know what I mean? That, like, and make it go viral on TikTok if she can't even release, like, put the song. Do you know what I mean? It's like, let her post her song and then she can make it. Do you know what I mean? Make it viral. Like,
I'm sorry, but how many people, it's like, oh, you need to, like, get this many likes or views on your TikTok. And it's like,
Did they do the same thing to Harry Styles?
No, they don't.
Because it's going to go viral if it just, they just put it out. Do you know
what
I mean?
It's Harry,
you know?
And let's be real. Brittany Broski was doing the marketing for that.
Yeah, they should pay her.
You know what? They should be, you're right. Instead of making these artists do it, they should be having social media influencers that are obviously big fans. Like for us, like, have us do FKA Twigs promo. Let's have us do Grimes. And says a promo, right? It wouldn't get a lot of views, but I will do everything in my power to bring awareness to these icons.
Yeah. That does seem like the logical solution.
Yeah, and that's also
like, hey, we really want, hey, Brittany, Harry's album's coming out. Can you make a TikTok? We'll pay you, I don't know, a certain amount of money. And then, like, there you go. It's viral. Like, what? Why do we need, why? you don't see Harry Styles out here making TikToks.
No.
Like, why does FKA Twigs got to do her own marketing?
It's just wild to me that we're in this.
Why do you guys get a cut
of like these like corporate people being like, well, if you want to be an artist, you also have to be an influencer.
Yeah, and if we live in a wild world.
And if you want your art to sell, because you're in a contractual obligation with us, that your music's not seeing the light of day unless we see say so.
Yeah.
Because we own that shit.
And I just think it's like wild they're doing it to like BookTokers. Like, it's like.
I didn't know about the BookTok thing. What?
Yeah, they're doing it to writers too.
Shut the fuck up.
So it's just wild to me. It's just like you're taking like.
So they won't. The publishers won't release a book.
They won't like market their book unless it's like a. Because it's like what gets sold. The stuff that's on book. The hashtag BookTok table at Barnes & Noble.
It has.
That do you know what I mean? And it's way, just like, I mean, why do I have to go to a publisher who's supposed to be doing my marketing if I have to do it myself, you know?
Yeah, and they literally get 10% of sales. They're like 10% of, or like whatever the percentage is.
And it's just like, TikTok should be used as a tool, not as a hindrance to these like people. It's like, if they want to do it to promote their stuff, sure. No, but it's like,
that's the thing,
it's
though,
like you guys should be doing it.
Go to labels, they go to publishers, they go to managers so that they take care of it for them. Their job is literally to create the content to make the art.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
What's and now next? They have to be a social What's media next? Influencer.
What's next? You know, if you've got a movie coming out, like we're going to have Pedro Pascal making TikToks to push his movies.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. And I won't stand. I will not. I can.
Like, that's why Lionsgate, like, that's why someone on Lionsgate has their job to do that shit, to take the movies into things.
It's so funny to me that we know that person. Yeah. Well, you know him better than I do.
The person who makes the funny Lionsgate Twilight TikToks, I know that person. I used to work with them. Wild. And here I am. Here they are. There yeah. they are. Interviewed by Forbes. Good yeah, for him.
Good for him.
But
hope he's doing well. We smoked hookah together once. Obie's well.
But
no, but yeah, no, it's just, it's crazy. I think this whole thing is just insane. And I hope, my hope is that because people saw this and were like, what? Is that why we're not getting new music?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the labels are like, okay, this is not it. Yeah. because it's not. It's not.
It's
and
like,
you know what? And you know what it's going to do? Because Logic, for example, Logic's another example of like, you know, he's putting out his album. It's his last Def Jam record,
mm-hmm.
Vinyl Days. And then he's going independent. And that's another thing. Grimes is going to go independent after this record with Columbia because she has no control.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Now all these artists are going to be going independent. And guess what? Now that it's going to be the death of the record label.
Yeah. It's just kind of wild that like the first... It's like, it's not like release the music, go viral with the music that you just released. It's like go viral before you release the music. Do you know what I mean?
It's weird. I don't like it.
Isn't that weird?
I don't like it. Yeah, like you have to make it a viral moment and then release the song. It's just like, that's super strange. It's weird. I don't like it. Just release the music.
Release the music.
And then if it's good, it'll go viral.
Yeah. That's how it used to be. I think. I don't know.
I don't know because it's completely based on a public opinion. It's like you can't force a viral moment. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
You just can't force viral moments.
People who, like, ask for that, like, don't know the internet, like, at all.
Yeah. Well, I think we've ranted enough.
That's a wrap.
I feel good. I do feel like a lot of...
the demons left.
Yeah, a little bit. You know. I don't know, just let it bother some things lately, and sometimes you do just need to let it out. I need better dopamine, because the dopamine, and like, that's the thing, like, everything that would give me dopamine is being gatekept, and by ridiculous shit, by dumb shit, really stupid fucking dumb shit, and I've had it, and I need, so guys, if you could just drop in the comments or something. Send me a message. Give me a list of other dopamine items that I could get into.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Because everything else is like the gas prices. Too fucking much. It's not good. All right. That's it. Thanks for listening.
That's the podcast, you guys. Make sure you subscribe, like, follow, comment. Tell us your demon trash moment.
Send us a demon trash moment. Or
what are you thirsting over right now?
Yeah, send. Guys, I have a feeling that there's like literally like a subterranean level amount of whatever. I'm rolling with it. A subterranean level like amount of like different types of like genres of thirst traps. Mm-hmm. And I'm very curious about these different genres. We've got cooking. We've got sneaky. Like, what are some like really obscure ones?
Yeah. Because I know like all the basic like, oh, a husband cleaning. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Like, I know there's cosplay thirst traps and shit like that, but it's like...
Send us your favorite thirst traps.
Yeah.
And make them strange. Or ones that make you question
things. Horny! I'm leaving. Bye.
Bye.